When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the bough breaks, the cradle will fall. And down will come baby, cradle and all.
The author of that lullaby was Mother Goose, but it could be you. WSSR Radio at Sangamon State University presents Reading and Writing and Radio, a program about creative writing. Your host is Jacqueline Jackson, children's author and professor of literature at Sangamon State University.
The lullaby must be the most ancient form of poetry, soothing words and sounds to lull a young one to sleep. A lullaby is usually tender, warm, sheltering, reassuring. It has a rocking chair rhythm, and it says, not always in words, "I am here, I love you, there is nothing to be afraid of." Within these confinements, the lullaby can take many forms, depending on the baby, the singer, the society, and the occasion. For instance, the cradle can be a manure pile. Another word for that is a dung pile in a cozy barn. The singer can be a motherly spider. The baby can be a young pig. Here is the lullaby that Charlotte sings to Wilbur in Charlotte's Web. Sleep, sleep, my love, my only, deep, deep in the dung and the dark. Be not afraid and be not lonely. This is the hour when frogs and thrushes praise the world from the woods and the rushes. Rest from care, my one and only, deep in the dung and the dark. In my play, The Endless Pavement, Josette is born into a paved world with automobiles in control, and her cradle is a little automobile. As mother rolls it gently back and forth, she sings Josette a rollaby that tells her about the world that she's now a part of. Lisa Pauley of Little Flower Springfield will sing it for us. All these kids, by the way, aren't here in the studio with me. We had to record the music separately, so you won't hear them speaking to me. All of you now can relax and be the baby that's being sung to in Lisa's rollaby.
Thank you.
Did you notice how the mother told the baby what kind of world she was born into? The great autos will entertain you. The great computer will maintain you. When my own mother was a new mother, she composed a lullaby for her first baby's first Christmas. I've always loved it. She sang it to me, too. I was the third baby. And it's a Christmas carol as well as a lullaby. Here's the first verse, sung by Lisa Pauley, Kristen Bartolus, Larry Garrison, and Joe Clark. I wrote a book myself, a little book, when I was 18 or 19, called Sing Lully Low, which has got a lullaby as its main part, because the little girl in the story goes back in time travel to the first Christmas. She misses it and finds the Christ child 2 years old and crying, and so she sings him the lullaby that she has brought him. And it goes like this. At night time when the wind is cool, the little lambs kneel by their mother's wool. Sing lullaby, sing lullaby. And then it goes on, the fuzzy kitten's raspy purr sprawled on mommy's velvet fur. The little birds up in their nests sleep beneath a feathery breast. The kangaroo has his soft couch curled up inside his mother's pouch. The baby bats hang upside down beside their mother, furry brown. The wobbly calf inside the stall loves his mother best of all. So little Christ child, safe from harms, go fast asleep in Mary's arms. Your watch your future children keep, and comfort, bless, and lull to sleep. Sing lully low, sing lully by, sing lully low, sing lully by. The word mama is the same in almost every language, and so is the soothing word lulla. It's everywhere in lullaby history, a word with a caressing, quieting quality. It lulls. Now, all the songs so far have been reassuring, unless you count that bow breaking and the baby in the cradle falling. But the music, you note, stays soothing no matter how outrageous the words are. I have a book of songs for children from all over the world, and there's a lullaby in it, a Scottish lullaby, and it says that the little child is going to grow up to be a thief. And the highlands, you see, are always warring on the lowlands. And so in this song, which the words are by Robert Burns, the second verse is, "What a bonny load you'll carry. If you live, you'll steal and harry. Tread the country through and through, bringing home a Carlisle coo." And a Carlisle coo is a cow from the lowland town of Carlisle. So that little baby is going to grow up to be a thief. And they often predict, you see, what the children will be. And here is Dolly's lullaby, which isn't too reassuring either. It's by Mussorgsky, a Russian. And it's Dolly bye-bye, Dolly lullaby. Boogeyman will come, take you to his lair. He will eat you there, Dolly lullaby. So Dolly must not be sleeping too soundly either at that. There are lullabies in every language of the world. I'm sticking to the ones in English so that we can all understand them. One we had on a record when my kids were little, we played it to death. They loved this record so I'm going to sing it rather than have the scratchy record. Pete Seeger sang it on the record, and it shows that all lullabies are not sung by mothers. This one goes, Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Papa's gonna buy you a mockingbird. If that mockingbird don't sing, Papa's gonna buy you a diamond ring. If that diamond ring turns brass, Papa's gonna buy you a looking glass. If that looking glass gets broke, Papa's gonna buy you a billy goat. If that billy goat won't pull, Papa's gonna buy you a cart and bull. If that cart and bull turn over, Papa's gonna buy you a dog named Rover. If that dog named Rover won't bark, Papa's gonna buy you a horse and cart. If that horse and cart fall down, you'll still be the sweetest little baby in town. I think that those words have been adapted to America because even though it's an English folk song, why, I think they only have mockingbirds around here. Here's one that's on a record that hasn't been played to death. I don't think my kids liked it very well. It's a parody of a lullaby, really, and it's called American Lullaby.
Sweet little baby, and don't you cry anymore. Daddy is down at his stockbroker's office, keeping the wool from the door. Mercy will raise the window shade high, so you can
I rather like that one, although I think to be even more modern, why, Mama would be out working at her stockbroker's office, too, or maybe as a telephone lineman. Today, let's write our own lullabies. Choose your time and place. What do those worker ants, for instance, sing to the rows of creamy ant eggs? Is the caveman daddy off to catch a mammoth skin to wrap his baby bunting in? What sort of song does R2-D2 sing to a pocket computer? What sort of song do you sing to a real baby brother or sister, a pretend one, a doll, a cat, a turtle, a guppy? Or turn the tables. Sing a lullaby to your mother. You might even try one to a plant. Sleep, my geranium, in your clay pot. Your roots will drink up water while you're sleeping. When at last there comes the dawn, the sun will shine your leaves upon, and go on from there. Remember that to succeed at this writing, you have to put your audience to sleep. And now close your eyes and put your head down, and my singers, Larry, Lori, Lisa, Kristen, Joe, and me too, will sing you to sleep with probably the most famous lullaby of all.
When the day chases darkness away.
USSR Radio has presented Reading and Writing and Radio. Send your writings to Jacqueline Jackson, Sangamon State University, Springfield, Illinois, 62708.